Going Wrong by Ruth Rendell.
I never asked to fall in love with her. Just happened. Just like being born. I looked up one day and there she was. My heart was crashing through my body like a busted lift. Well, she was all right. Nothing special, scarcely more than a kid. But she crawled inside my head and she never crawled out. She lived behind my eyes. She was the star of my dream video. Never off the screen. I'd watch her running barefoot along the shore. Pushing a pram through a park. Old and grey. Going upstairs carrying two mugs of Ovaltine. She was in my heart and in my soul. Alright, I was a couple of years older than she was. But I didn't stand a bloody chance.
Going Wrong by Ruth Rendell. Dramatised by Robert East. With Peter Wingfield and Una Beeson.
Come on, Linus, don't hold the spliff.
Hey, what are you looking at, girl? Hey? You fancy a drag? Here, don't be shy. Make you feel good.
No, don't give it to her. She'll make it all wet.
No, she won't, will ya?
It's no good if it's all wet.
Yeah, go on. Hold it by the pin. Take it down deep and then let it out slow. That's it.
Hang on, let's have it.
You've got a name, girl.
Leonora.
Leonora?
That's a nice name. Hey, we got nice names too. I'm Guy. This is Linus. And don't say much. And the ugly one is Danny.
Danilo,
sorry. We're being formal today. Welcome to the dream traffic. Here we are. Park your bum down here. Do you mind if I call you Leo? Leonora's a bit of a mouthful.
No. Leo's nice. Where did the other two go?
Business. Do you like brandy?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Here you go. Have a swig of that.
Well, someone might see.
So?
Oh, I'm only 15. It's illegal.
What, isn't it 15?
It's like medicine.
Yeah, that's why they give it to you when you've had an accident.
My father likes brandy.
Perhaps he has a lot of accidents.
Oh, perhaps. My mother throws things at him sometimes. Well, isn't brandy expensive?
Linus got it. Fell off the back of a lorry. Oh,
he was lucky it didn't smash.
Well, he's a brilliant fielder. Jamaican. It's in the blood.
Oh, I don't like his tooth.
What, he's got one?
It looks horrible.
Well, it's an investment. Says he's putting his money where his mouth is.
Did his tooth fall off the back of a lorry as well?
An American tourist paid for it. She was shopping in Knightsbridge, but Linus got to her purse before Harrods did. Yeah, have some more medicine.
My mother'd have a fit. She won't let me have a can of Coke in the street. She says it's not ladylike.
All the more for me, then.
Well, who said I was a lady?
I think you're a lady. I think you're my lady.
Oh, do you? I don't know where you got that idea from.
Can't think.
No! Oh, God, oh, no!
Oh, you're spilling the brandy!
Hide it, don't let her see it!
Who?
My mother. She's in the car by the lights.
Oh, the Merc. It's all right, she's coming. What a fabulous
car. Oh, God!
It's all right, I don't think she saw you.
Of course she saw me. Oh, God, she'll crucify me.
No, she won't. She'll say, why don't you bring that good-looking boy I saw you with home? I'd love to meet him.
Oh, she won't.
Bea, that's what Claire Rayner says in the women's magazines. Never forbid your children to see their friends, lovey. Get them to bring them home, then weigh up the opposition.
What do you know about women's magazines?
Well, Nick, I'm from newsagents. My mum's always out on the piss. I've got to get my parental guidance from somewhere.
What about your father?
Do me a favour. Can't even remember what he looks like.
Guy, I'm going to have to go.
Well, if your mother lets you out, I'm down here most days, ducking and diving.
I expect you'll have picked up another girl by then.
Better not leave it too long then, had ya? You sure mineral water's all you want?
Mm-hmm.
It's a belch, that stuff.
No, it doesn't.
Let's have a look at your name. God, your ears are all red.
So would yours be if you just had them pierced?
My mum did hers herself. With a darning needle stuck in a cork.
Oh, that's really brave. I couldn't do that.
Brave? She was so pissed she was lucky she didn't burst her eardrums.
I can't wait till I can wear some proper earrings.
What's wrong with those?
Oh, they're just studs till the holes heal. Oh, look. I bought these yesterday. Telephone, see? Aren't they wicked? With their little receivers dangling down. My mother will go bananas. Come here. Let's see if they'd suit you.
Get off. Earrings are for girls.
And pirates. You're a bit of a pirate. I'll wear these for you on Sunday.
All right, be good for a laugh. Where should we go then?
Nowhere. You're coming to my house for lunch.
Am I?
Claire Rayner can't be a complete idiot. Mummy said she wanted to meet the rough-looking boy she saw me kissing in the street.
Rough?
Some smoked salmon, Guy?
Yeah, thanks.
You're very lucky, Guy. Such an attractive name, I always think.
Yeah.
I've got a cousin called Guy. When I was Leonora's age, I thought I was madly in love with him. Of course, he's fat and bald now, like the rest of them.
What do you mean? I'm not bald.
No, darling. I suppose I should be grateful for small mercies. Yeah. Knowing Leonora's usual taste, I'd rather gear myself up for you to be a Kevin or a Barry.
Mummy.
Well, darling, there was that ghastly Terry.
My gran called me Guy after Guy Fawkes. He was a big hero of hers.
It wasn't your mother's choice, then?
I wasn't my mother's choice, full stop.
It's a splendid pate, Tessa. What is it?
Boar.
What?
It's wild boar pate.
Oh.
Do try some, Guy. You're not a vegetarian, are you?
Nah.
Quite a lot of Leonora's friends are, aren't they, darling?
No, they're not. Only Claudia.
What about Charlotte? I thought she was. Last time she was here, she didn't touch a thing.
Well, that's because she's anorexic, not vegetarian.
Hello, I'm Robin. You must be Nora's unsuitable beau.
Excuse my brother, Guy. He's having trouble growing up.
Smoked salmon smashing.
Robin should be at Charterhouse, but he's got to go to hospital for tests tomorrow.
I keep having blackouts, so the quacks are going to give my brain a service.
If they can find it.
Stop it, Nora. You'll be sorry if it's serious.
Allergic to hard work, if you ask me.
I don't think you told us where Guy actually lives, did you, darling?
Not Attlee House. It's a tower block by the flyover.
Really? You must have quite a view from there.
Yeah, if someone cleaned the windows, we probably would have.
And you go to the same school as Leonora?
I used to, yeah.
You didn't stay on for your A-levels, then?
No, I gave them a miss.
Leonora's hoping to go on to university, aren't you, darling?
Yes, Mummy.
Bristol seems to be top of the list at the moment. But we're hoping if she works hard, she might try for Merton. My husband went to Merton.
Oh, yeah? I was down there the other day. I didn't know they had a university down there.
Hmm? I'm sorry?
Merton. University of South London, is it?
Shut up.
Merton College, Oxford. But not a patch on the University of Life, eh? So, what do you do for a living, Guy?
I'm a dealer.
Oh, who isn't these days? What's your line?
Commodities.
I quite fancy the city. Some chaps I know are in Coopers and Lybrand.
Coopers and Lybrand wouldn't touch you with a barge pole.
Oh.
Of course, it's rather a debased word now, isn't it? Vis-a-vis job description, don't you think, Guy?
What?
The word dealer. I mean, you only have to think of car dealers or scrap dealers, and the next word you think of is dishonest. And then, of course, there's the worst dealer of all, isn't there? The drug dealer. I think those creatures who sell their fellow human beings a living death, well, I think hanging's too good for them.
There's a difference between hard and soft drugs, though, isn't there?
A drug is a drug. One thing leads to another.
Oh, nicotine's a drug. Alcohol's a drug. You and Daddy smoke and drink like fishes.
Oh?
If you had your way, you should both be hanged.
It's not entirely fair, Nora. I don't think I smoke like a fish.
Why do you always have to be so trivial?
I don't think pot's such a bad thing. Quite a lot of the chaps at school smoke it, and they're decent chaps.
Are they? So I'm shelling out a small fortune for you to sit around stoned out of your head, am I?
I expect you're the same, aren't you, Guy?
Same as what?
I expect you experiment with drugs, don't you? You and your friends.
Not me, Tessa. I think all drug pushers should be hanged.
Do you? Actually, do you mind if you don't call me Tessa? I think I'd prefer to be Mrs. Chisholm. After all, it is very early days.
Damn fine pate, this. Very boorish.
What?
More wine, Guy?
Come on. In here.
Oh, we can't. It's a cemetery.
No, it's all right. No one's after us. We can sit on one of the tombs, get our breath back. Come on.
God, look, there's a funeral.
Don't worry. We can be mourners.
You can't be a mourner in an Iron Maiden T-shirt. Anyway, we haven't got a wreath.
No, we've got all this stuff, though. We could lay it down by the grave.
Oh, you're mad, you know that, don't you?
And you are a bloody sensational thief, Leo. That's more than I've nicked out of boots ever.
One hairdryer, two electric razors, an electric toothbrush and a set of Carmen rollers. Oh, God. Those mourners are looking at us.
Come on. If we go down the end, they won't see us.
Right. Oh, it's wonderful in here. I had no idea.
It's good, isn't it? You can't smell London in here.
All these flowers. It's like a big wild garden. Well, I'm glad it's not all mown and neat. If I was dead, I wouldn't want to be mown and tidied all the time. Bad enough when you're alive.
You know, if you wanted to hide a body somewhere, this would be the perfect place.
A body?
Yeah, in here. No one would know.
Why would you want to hide a body?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, you're right. London can't get in here. Oh, how appropriate I should be wearing black today, she said as she lay back across the marble tombstone.
It's not marble, it's just cement.
Ask me why I always wear black.
You don't want me to wear black.
Ask me why I always wear black.
Oh, is this a joke?
Go on.
All right, why do you always wear black?
Because I'm in mourning for my life. It's from a play I'm reading. Theatre studies A-level.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Unhappy.
Oh, Guy, you're funny. I wear black because everyone else wears black. And it annoys the hell out of my mother. If you must know, you make me very happy.
And you me?
I am you, Guy.
What?
Kathy was Heathcliff. And I am Guy. You're always in my mind. I love you, Guy. You can take my black dress off, if you like. No one can see.
I won't hurt you, Leo. I promise. Dear, you forgot. You're forgetting your own name next. Lucky I popped in, innit? You see, Danny won't do what he's told unless I wave a wad of notes at him. Don't go kicking Mr. Patel in the balls, Danny. How's he going to put it to Mrs. Patel? How's her pocky skin, by the way? I'd take a cheese grater to if I were you. Smooth her up a bit. Now, I'll take you out the till this time. But next time... You have one of your nice brown paper bags ready, okay? And we won't have to have all this nonsense. I'll drop by when you're on your feet again. Give my regards to Mrs. Patel, won't you? And all the little Patels.
Where's the famous dream traffic these days? I never see the other two.
I don't know. Linus just dropped out of the scene. Wherever he is, he'd be rolling a joint.
And Danilo?
Danny wants to clear 100 grand by the time he's 25. You're not a proper man if you can't make yourself rich.
Rubbish.
No, that's because you've got money.
I haven't got any money.
Yes, but Daddy has. You ain't never gone short.
So where's Danny gone to make all this money, then?
I don't know. He ain't been in touch for a bit.
He's been caught, hasn't he? You were like brothers. The police have got him, haven't they?
He's on remand. But he never did it. They fitted him up.
Are they going to fit you up, too?
What?
You haven't got a job. You've always got money.
I sell Carmen rollers down at Portobello Road.
Mummy says this cemetery is where the drug addicts come.
She'd know, of course.
It was such a beautiful place last year. Look at it now. Even the flowers are dying.
Well, never mind. I'll buy some blooms on the way home. Cellophane, ribbons, a lot.
Danny's wrong, Guy. Money's not the answer. It hasn't made my parents happy. They're going to split up, you know. Daddy's met another woman.
Surprised we lasted this long with your mother.
She's called Susanna. She's got to get a divorce too. It's all a terrible mess. I wasn't looking forward to university, but now I can't wait for it to start.
Oh, and to get away from me.
It's only Bristol. You can drive down in your girlfriend's car. See a bit of stuff on the side. Isn't that what most men do?
I've told you, it's not like that. Carol's just doing me a favour.
Oh, yes, I'm sure she is.
Yeah, I've got a room in her flat. She lets me use a car. It's a business arrangement.
Oh, I don't mind. I'll be surrounded by hordes of dishy men with testosterone pouring from every orifice.
Don't, Leo. Don't even joke about it.
Who's joking? Oh, don't look like an old dog guy. I'll live for weekends. That's if you still want to come down.
I'll be there, don't you worry. And I'll ring you every day.
Well, you needn't go as far as that.
So how's tricks then, Danny? Still importing that Chinese jade?
It's doing well.
Yeah, ladies like a bit of jade, don't they? Goes with their little black numbers. As a matter of fact, I was speaking to my Far East supplier only the other day. He's having some transport problems. Said I'd have a word with you. You know, what with your contacts over there.
No, I don't touch your stuff, Guy.
No, your name wouldn't come into it. Your jade, someone else's name. And the odd consignment every now and then for me.
Oh, that's right. One Class A consignment, I could go down for 14 years.
I'll handle all the paperwork. You won't be involved. You just pick up your money. The tax man pisses in the wind.
I don't like it.
You'll like it. You're only half a man if you're not rich, eh? And you're twice the man if you're twice as rich. How's Tanya these days, eh? Keeping well, is she?
Oh, in the pink. She's up the bloody duff again.
Ah, there you are, you see. Expensive things, families.
Look, it'd have to be cash.
Brown paper bag, Danny, you know me.
I wouldn't do it for anyone else, you know.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm looking for Leonora Chisholm. I was told she lives here. I'm Guy Curran.
Are you? So you're 9 o'clock, Guy?
Sorry?
Because you always ring at 9 o'clock. You're more reliable than the news.
I just happened to be in Bristol for the day. Only she didn't tell me she'd moved out of college.
Didn't she? No. Well, I think she knew you'd turn up sooner or later. Excuse the bicycles, just weave your way through.
Ta.
Guy! How lovely! You didn't tell me you were coming.
Well, I didn't know where you were, did I?
Oh, I know. It's all been such a rush. We've only been here a week.
Week's a long time, Leo. I had to get your address from the college.
They shouldn't give out addresses. You could have been anybody.
Yeah, but I'm not anybody. I was worried about you, Leo.
I told you. I've been busy.
She's hardly had time to sit down.
She was sitting down when I came in.
What is this? The Inquisition?
I was writing an essay, if you must know. Well, come on, Guy. Don't be cross. This is Rachel. Rachel Lingard, Guy Curran. Rachel's reading politics.
Going to be an MP, are you?
I'm going to be a social worker, actually.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll be sure of a job, then. What do you want to move for, Leo? This place is worse than Attlee House.
I know it's not brilliant, but it's £10 a week cheaper than college.
Why didn't you ask me? I'd have taken care of that.
Oh, how very Victorian. Why didn't you, Nora? You could have been a kept woman.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, just about everything. Would you like some tea, Guy? Shall I be parlourmaid?
Got anything stronger?
Only decaf and Horlicks.
I'll have tea, then.
Right. Tea for two.
You didn't leave me your new phone number?
No.
Why not? Don't you want me to ring anymore?
We haven't got a phone here yet. Don't be so paranoid.
Well, how am I going to ring you, then?
You could try writing.
I'm no good at writing. I'll buy you a mobile.
Don't be silly. You can't do that.
Why not? Too Victorian. Didn't know they had mobiles. You can let Rachel use it if you like. I bet she won't say no to that.
Bet you she does.
Come on, let's go out now and buy one.
I can't now, Guy. I've got an essay to write.
Do it tomorrow.
It's due in tomorrow.
We can have a run out in my new toy. Yeah. Have a look. You can see it from the window.
Not the Mercedes.
Top of the range, just like your mum's. How is the old bat, anyway?
Actually, she's very happy. You remember Magnus?
Magnus?
Well, you did meet him once. Magnus Mandeville. He was the solicitor who handled my parents' divorce.
What, old skeleton face?
He's really very nice. Anyway, Mummy must think so because they're getting married next month.
Bloody hell. She didn't look far, did she?
And Daddy and Susanna have been invited to the wedding. I think it's all very civilised.
Yeah, that's one word for it. Come on, let's go.
Look, I can't.
All right, you write your essay, I'll sit in a chair. Now you're not in college, I can stay the night.
That's not a good idea, Guy.
Why not?
Because.
Because what?
Rachel wouldn't like it.
Rachel's not getting it. Tell it to mind your own bleeding business.
Here we are. I hope you like carrot cake.
Leo and me are going out for a drive in a minute.
I've told you, I can't. My part one exams are only 5 weeks away.
Oh, dear, the lady's not for turning out, methinks. Prizzy guy, why so pale? Will, when looking well can't move her, looking ill prevail.
What's this? This isn't tea.
It's raspberry-flavoured herbal tea. It's our favourite, isn't it, Nora?
Put some tape over his eyes as well, Chuck. Bloke's entitled to a bit of privacy, after all. Right, I'll love you and leave you then, sunshine. Don't forget to lock up when you finish, Chuck.
All right.
I thought it was never going to end. Come on, I'm bursting for a pee. What's the matter? You're not crying, are you? Honestly, Kylie, worse than Barbara Cartland.
Sure you won't have any wine?
No, thanks. Are you going to drink the whole bottle?
Looks like it.
Are you going to be all right to drive back?
I was hoping I wouldn't have to.
Not that again, Guy.
Okay, I can wait. Tomorrow is another day. They don't make films like that anymore.
Women like her make me so cross. She's just so stupid.
I think she's like you.
Oh, thanks very much.
No, not Scarlett, Vivian Leigh.
Oh, don't be silly. She's miles prettier than me.
No, the way she opens her eyes wide. That little gurgle when she laughs. The way she moves her shoulders. Little things. Little things mean a lot.
You really are an old softy, aren't you?
She's got the same smile as you. Like she's holding something back. Just like you.
I'm not holding anything back. I don't have a sense of humour at the moment, that's all.
I should be able to crack your lips wide open.
Guy, I've got my finals in 3 weeks. It's not a laughing matter. I shouldn't have come tonight.
So when can I see you again?
When the exams are over.
Can I still phone?
Would you mind if you don't? Your calls are rather tense-making. I'll be back in London soon.
All right. Won't be like little Samos, anyway.
Samos?
Yeah, a holiday. The Greek island I told you about, Samos.
You haven't booked it?
Of course I have.
But I can't afford it.
It's all right, it's not expensive.
I know you. You don't go anywhere that isn't expensive. I'm not coming if I can't pay for myself.
You never let me pay for anything. I'd buy you the world if I could.
I know you would. You're the sweetest man, Guy. The trouble is, I don't want the world.
Right, now, the moment you've all been waiting for, put your sweaty palms together for the very lovely Roxanne!
Shine a light in the dark for me, brother.
You what?
I can't see without some light, brother. You got any shit, man?
I don't do shit.
Anything, anything to get me out of the darkness.
Sod off.
You were pointed out, brother.
Oh, yeah, who by?
The seekers of wisdom and truth. No names. Brother X will see you all right, they said. Just one hit, man, that's all I need.
No, it's my day off. I'll come out without nothing on me.
I need something. It's all black inside. I can't see, brother.
All right, all right. Keep it down. Just give me a couple of hours, and I'll see you on Hungerford Bridge, in the middle. All right, brother? Now bugger off. I'm trying to watch a girl undress.
My God, this is amazing, Guy. It must have cost a fortune. And all these lovely things.
Yeah, well, I had a bit of help with the fixers and fittings, friend of Danny's wife. Couldn't hang the wallpaper himself on account of a limp wrist.
It's a long way from Attlee House.
Yeah, I suppose so. You can still see the old place, though, from the top floor. Come on up, I'll show you. There it is. Quite an incentive. Wouldn't want to go back there in a hurry. Here, I've got a real lord next door, you know. Call me Alexander. He's about 107.
Business must be booming.
Yeah, I've branched out in the art world now, amongst other things. I've got 8 art school graduates in Isleworth turning out paintings by the cartload. Not their own stuff, of course. Things they get up to, you can sell to a blind man. Now, I've got some contacts in the Far East, and they send me over these photographs, overexposed on the plasterboard. My people colour them over.
Well, sounds like painting by numbers.
Well, a bloody sight better than the crap you get in the Bayswater Road. They look like what they're supposed to look like. You know, children, dogs, oriental young ladies.
Oh, yes.
No, all very tasteful. Not a nipple in sight, Leah.
Where do you sell them?
Auctions, motels, country clubs, places like that. Can't get rid of them fast enough.
Oh, I hope you pay your artists well.
They do all right. They get a lot more than they get teaching.
Do they? That's funny. I'm going to do a year at a teacher training college.
You're joking. You've only just finished university. You can't go away again.
I'm not going away. I'm doing it in London.
Thank God for that. You don't need to work, you know. I provide.
I don't think so.
No, all above board. We'd be married.
Married?
Yeah, we'll have to do it one day.
Will we?
Yeah, why not now? Come on, be my wife, Leo. It's all I've ever wanted.
I can't, Guy.
Why not?
I don't... Because, well, I'm too young. Oh, that can't be. Oh, the wolf, that's not a Kandinsky, is it?
Kandinsky, yeah, that's the bloke.
I thought you didn't like modern art.
Yeah, I don't, but I was told it'd be a good investment. Makes your eyes go all funny, don't it?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Where are you going to live, then? With your mother?
No. She and Magnus are in Sanderstead. That's too far out. I'm at Daddy and Susanna's at the moment.
Robin's still there?
No, he's in a flat in Chelsea somewhere. But we're all meeting up next week to celebrate my degree. Daddy's killing the fatted calf and Susanna's cooking it. I'd love you to come, Guy, if you can bear it.
I can bear it. It's them you want to worry about.
Actually, we've put an offer in for a flat in Fulham.
We?
Rachel and me. If we can get a mortgage sorted out.
You'd rather live with Rachel than with me?
Don't be silly.
You've just had 3 years with a bloody woman. She'll be coming to Samos with us next.
No, she won't.
Thank Christ for that.
I've been meaning to tell you. I can't afford a holiday, what with the flat and everything.
Doesn't matter. It's all taken care of.
No, Guy. I'm sorry. I said if I couldn't pay for myself, I wouldn't go.
All right. What if I let you have the mortgage money? How much do you need? 50K?
Don't be silly.
Don't keep saying don't be silly. Silly is the last thing I am. A gift or a loan, you take your pick.
Oh, Guy, if only it was possible.
It is possible. I don't understand why it isn't.
Guy, you're worse than the Great Gatsby.
Who?
It's a book.
Another bloody book.
About a rich man who has everything in life except the one thing he wants.
Yeah, and what's that?
Oh, the usual. Some boring woman. You're the last of the romantics. You really are. Come on. You can do something practical. You can make me a cup of tea in your state-of-the-art kitchen.
It'll have to be Indian. I haven't got any of that raspberry-flavoured muck.
What?
You failed me in my need, brother. Hungerford Bridge. You didn't come. I waited and waited.
Yeah, I couldn't make it.
I need some light. I need to come inside, man.
No, I don't think
so. The drug squad will crucify me. They'll nail me to a tree. Don't make me betray you, brother.
For Christ's sake, will you get in here and shut up?
There's no need for that gun, brother. I come in peace.
Don't you worry. Just a handheld burglar alarm.
Any sort of hallucinogen, mescaline, psilocybin, anything, brother.
Nah, I could do your best Colombian gold.
No pot, brother. Grass doesn't scratch the surface. I've got to get into my inner space, man. We've got to let nature show us the way. Brother Animal and Brother Bird, they can take us back to God. St. Francis has told me he's taken possession of me. See my hands. See the living proof.
Yeah, they could do with a wash.
The stigmata, see? Oozing blood. I was the first to exhibit our Lord's wounds. The claims of St. Paul and St. Angelo can in no way be allowed. Look! A spear wound in the side, see?
Look, I can do you some LSD.
Acid, man, that's what I need. I've got to find my own reality.
Right on, brother.
You make sure you have someone with you. Too much reality too quick can be nasty. Yeah.
Bless you, brother. I have money. Is it enough?
Put it in your pocket, Francis. On the strict understanding that I haven't got any more, and I'm not going to get any more, and I never want to see you or your bleeding hands again.
Peace be with you, brother.
Yeah, and with you, sunshine.
Do sit down, Guy. I'm afraid Nora's still in the bath. Anthony should be back any minute.
I'm too early, aren't I?
Not at all. Can I get you a drink?
Campari and orange. Very kind of you, Mrs. Chisholm.
Oh, Susanna, please.
Susanna. First Mrs. Chisholm always liked to be called Mrs. Chisholm.
Oh, did she? Well, I'm not Tessa, am I? Not many men I know drink Campari. Such a lovely colour. Like a sunset. You've known Nora a long time, I believe.
6 years.
That's nice. Most young people I know seem to swap their partners every other week.
There's no fear of that.
All those presents you've given her. I wish Anthony was as generous. Those jade earrings were lovely.
Oh, I could get you some if you like.
Oh, Guy, I didn't mean that. Did you think I was angling for some? How dreadful. Perhaps when we know each other better. I expect you'll know everyone tonight. Do you know the twins?
What twins?
Well, that's what we call them. You know Rachel, of course.
Yeah, I know Rachel.
Well, Nora's got a cousin called Janice, and she and Rachel are like two peas in a pod. Actually, Janice is off to Australia next week, so this evening's a sort of combined Godspeed, and congrats to Nora. Now, I'm going to have to pop into the kitchen. There's an evening paper, if you like. There's the most dreadful story about a man being stung to death by bees. Just put his head into a hive for no reason. Mind you, he had an Irish name, so I suppose he was drunk. Help yourself to another Campari.
Oh, Janice, Robin told me to tell you he's sorted out your Australian dollars.
Bliss, how much do I owe him?
All my heart. Send him a postcard of the girls on Bondi Beach to cheer him up while he's in hospital.
Poor thing. Is it the blackouts again?
They're giving him more tests. He says his bottom's like a pincushion.
Poor love. Oh, he loves it. Any excuse to take his trousers down in front of the nurses.
So, what's with you these days, Guy, career-wise?
I gather you're employing artists to paint over photographs. One shudders to ask what sort of photograph.
Bestseller at the moment's called Lady from Thailand.
Oh, that sounds fun. In the face. Is she suitable for mixed company?
She's very tasteful, Anthony.
Oh.
You can have her for 70 quid.
Council House art for Council House prices. It's not art, it's prostitution.
Oh, I know. No, it's not so different from the old masters, is it, darling? Their workshops were full of young painters filling in the board.
Don't be risky, Thomas. Magnus, it's not the same thing at all.
Oh, I can't see anything wrong with it if it's what people want.
I know what I like, the argument of the Philistine down the ages. Cows like eating calves' brains, but it makes them mad.
Well, I don't think Guy's paintings actually make people mad, do they?
Well, they seem to have made Tessa pretty wild.
They're obviously absolute rubbish.
Oh, well, there's no accounting for taste, is there, Tessa? Yeah.
How very true.
Actually, Mummy, Guy's just done the sweetest thing. Mm-hmm. He's offered to lend me the money for the Fulham flat.
He did what?
Well, don't you think that's sweet?
Oh. I hope you told him it was out of the question.
She's got to get along from somewhere. Why not me?
Good God, man, you're not even a relation. Think of the obligation she'd be under.
Of course I said no. Oh. But I wanted you all to know.
How to put a girl in your power in one easy lesson. Well, that's going it some.
Even for a Philistine.
Why did you tell them about the loan? It's none of their business.
I wanted them to know how kind you are.
Well, they didn't think it was kind. They just thought I wanted to get you in my evil, grubby little hands.
And don't you?
I'm not doing anything I'm ashamed of. I just want you to have a wonderful life.
I know you do, but you can't buy it, Guy. It doesn't work like that.
How does it work, then? I love you, Leo. You're my life.
Well, maybe that's not such a good thing.
What do you mean?
Maybe I'm making your life too narrow. Maybe you're becoming obsessed with me.
That's your mother talking, Leo. That's not you. It's her, isn't it? She's turned you against me, hasn't she?
It's got nothing to do with Mummy. I just think we should give each other a little space for a while.
You don't want to see me?
Of course I want to see you. I'm seeing you for lunch on Saturday, aren't I?
It tears a wound in my stomach to think that you might not want me, you know.
Oh, don't, Guy. Don't. It's all right. You won't lose me. I'll always make time for us.
I bleed inside at the thought of losing you.
I know. Every Saturday. How about that? I'll always have lunch with you every Saturday. That's a promise.
Yep.
I'm Poppy Vasari. I'm a friend of Con Mulvaney. You're going to tell me you don't know who he is, aren't you?
That's right.
Who he was. Oh, you knew him, all right. You gave him a hallucinogenic drug, didn't you, Brother X?
I think you'd better come in.
As a result of your criminal action, Con Mulvaney's dead.
Am I supposed to know what you're talking about?
Didn't know his name, didn't know he was dead, you don't know much, do you? You killed him. You might as well have shot him with your gun.
Oh, yeah, what gun's that, then?
Oh, I know all about your gun. Don't you worry.
How did he die?
It made all the papers. My Con went out in style. He put his head in a beehive and the bee stung him to death. You must have read about it.
I didn't know who it was.
Come as a shock, has it, Brother X?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. But you will be. Brother Guy Curran.
I told him to take it under supervision.
He did. I was with him when he died.
You must have done a terrific job.
Don't you dare say that, you filthy pig.
He begged me for it.
Every day in the rehabilitation centre, I see the misery you and your kind cause.
Hey, I sell to people who want to buy, Mrs. M. I buy from people who want to sell. That is the way of the world.
He was on another planet, poor simple sod, and you murdered him.
Oh, I warned him he could have a bad trip.
He didn't have a bad trip. He had a bloody marvellous trip. He sat in the garden crying with happiness. He could see daisies as big as dustbin lids. He was talking to the butterflies. He wanted to ride on their backs, and then he climbed over the fence.
What for?
To talk to the bloody bees. There was a beehive next door. He was a Francis, wasn't he, eh? Brother Bee and Sister Butterfly took the top off and the bees came out. Hundreds of them, and his head completely disappeared and I couldn't hear his voice for the buzzing. There was just this one great ball of bees and inside he must have been screaming and I couldn't hear him. They came for me too. I had bees in my hair, in my ears. I had their stings in me and half their bodies too.
Yeah, but you didn't die, though.
I'm not allergic, am I? They stung him in the throat. He swelled up and choked to death. 35 minutes a bastard ambulance took to come, and when they picked the bees off him, he looked like the Elephant Man.
Did the police come?
Oh, that's all you care about, isn't it? Not gone. Not my poor little man. Oh, yeah, they came, and you bet I told them all about Brother X. Yes, and I phoned them when I found out where you lived. Oh, Christ.
Morning, sir. Detective Sergeant Lamb, CID. Mind if my colleague and I come inside?
That's right. Tear the place apart. This is where he killed my friend, and he's got a gun.
It's all right, madam. Everything's under control. Take her outside, will you, John?
Go.
Phil shows up on that post-mortem. You'll do 10 years, you bastard.
Come along, madam.
I'm going to tell everybody what you've done. Your punishment's just beginning, Curran. Take your hands off me. I'm going.
Bad business.
Yes, sir.
She got a lash out at someone.
This man Mulvaney, did you know him, sir?
Irish, was he?
Yes, sir.
Well, there was this mad Irishman come up to me in a pub. He had this bee in his bonnet about me getting him some drugs.
Unfortunate turn of phrase, sir, in the circumstances?
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know what he was on about. I suppose he could have been Mulvaney.
You don't remember which pub, do you, sir?
I think it was the Windmill on Clapham Common.
Good. Might be a bit tricky tracking it down otherwise. Every pub's got its statutory mad Irishman these days.
Yeah, except in Kilburn.
Yeah, except in Kilburn, where they haven't got anything else. The lady mentioned you having a gun, sir. Would you like to confirm that?
Nah, afraid not. She must have been thinking of someone else.
Right. Well, we'll be in touch, Mr. Curran, after the post-mortem.
Rachel?
No, it's Maeve. Rachel, it's for you.
No, it's Leo I wanted.
Leonora? I'm afraid she's out at the minute.
When's she be back?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know. But hold on, here's Rachel.
No, it's all right. I'll ring back later.
Hello?
Hello, Rachel.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Where's Leo?
I don't know. I'm not my sister's keeper.
Who was that girl?
That girl is Maeve Kirkland. She's our new flatmate.
There isn't room for another one.
There is if you can't afford the mortgage.
Well, Leo should have taken up my offer then, shouldn't she?
What is the matter with you? Leave the poor girl alone. Can't you understand she doesn't want to see you anymore? If it was me, I'd have reported you to the police long ago. Do I make myself plain?
It's no need to, love. Nature's already done that for you. Tell her I'll ring later.
You can tell her yourself. She's just come in. Nora, it's your blackmailer again.
Hello, Guy.
That's a poisonous little bitch you're sharing with. I hope the other one's got better manners. I was wondering if you fancied the pictures.
The pictures?
Yeah, you remember. Big dark room, big wide screen. What about the new Kevin Costner?
Don't you remember our arrangement?
What arrangement?
I said I'd have lunch with you on Saturdays. Just Saturdays. Just lunch.
Yeah, but you weren't serious.
Pick a restaurant. You choose.
You won't keep it up. You'll have to see me more than once a week. You know you will.
I don't mind a wine bar.
All right, how about Clark's?
Fine. I'll see you there at one. I must go.
I'll phone you tomorrow.
Yes. I know you will.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Nice club. High class. Yeah, I didn't know people still fenced.
Oh, yeah. I did for a bit, Sabre. I'm better with a shooter these days.
You don't look so good, you know. You've been overdoing it.
I'm okay.
Celeste's been draining your precious bodily fluids, has she? You are still seeing her, aren't you?
She's still seeing me, more like.
You should be so lucky. What a beautiful woman. Naomi Campbell, better watch her back. It's not business, is it?
Nah, everything's fine.
Well, it must be little Miss Leo, then.
She says she don't want to see me as much as she did.
You've got Celeste. What's the problem?
The problem is I love Leo. I always have. Now, you haven't changed, Leo. You say you have, but you haven't. You still feel the same towards me as you always have. I know you do. Someone's been getting at you, haven't they?
Guy.
It's Tessa, isn't it? You mustn't get involved with that revolting little slug, darling. He isn't one of us.
I've told you, it's got nothing to do with Mummy.
Well, that revolting little slug loves you, Leo, and he doesn't care who knows it.
But it's not me. You love the memory of me, Guy. But we don't have anything in common anymore.
Well, I know you don't nick things out of boots anymore, but then neither do I. You're always better at it than me anyway.
Don't. It makes me ashamed.
Everything is strictly legit these days, Leo. All I want is for you to be a part of it.
Oh, Guy, you can't just wipe out the past by saying you don't do things any longer. Someone once said something about you, and I didn't believe them.
Who?
Someone said you once ran a protection racket.
Who?
Does it matter?
Yes, I'd like to know.
It was Magnus. He was acting for a client, some sort of criminal, and this man mentioned your name. Not very flatteringly.
And Magnus told you?
He said it couldn't possibly be the same Guy Curran. But Mummy said of course it was.
And you believed her?
I know you'd never use violence, Guy. You're not that sort. We've grown apart. That's all.
No, I don't think we have. You're saying that because you're surrounded by people who don't like me. This new Maeve. She's another one. She turned her back on me yesterday.
Maeve?
Yeah, she was with your brother. They seem pretty friendly.
They are. They're an item.
God, he doesn't waste his time, does he? Like a rat up a pipe. They were coming towards me near the Serpentine, and she looked right at me, and she whispered something to him, and they turned around and they walked away, and I could hear her laughing. What's he told her about me?
Look, I don't think all this is very healthy, Guy. I know it hurts now, but there'll be someone else. Well, don't tell me you don't go out with other girls.
Yeah. I go out with other girls. All right. You want to know? I'll tell you something. I'm dating a beautiful girl right now. Name of Celeste Seaton. Make a note of it. She's a model. 23. She's going to be big time.
Are you making this up?
Yeah, you're upset, right? Well, you said you wanted to know. And I'm functioning normally, since you ask. She stayed at my place last night.
I'm very happy for you. Have you told her about me?
Yeah, sure, she knows. She's a tough lady. She says, what's an hour and a half on a Saturday? If that's all the competition, she reckons she can take it. It's me who can't take it.
Don't start, Guy. I must go. I'll see you next week.
I'll ring you tomorrow.
Guy! What a surprise. I thought you hated foreign films.
It was Celeste's idea.
Hello, Celeste. I'm Leonora, and this is William.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Terrific film.
Oh, amazing.
It was just beautiful. So sad.
It wasn't as good as Gone with the Wind.
Well, different genre, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Hang on, William. I'm just going to the ladies.
Oh, me too. Won't be a minute, Guy.
She will, of course.
What?
Be more than a minute. They always are.
Cigarette?
No, thanks. I don't smoke.
Celeste and me are going to eat. Why don't you join us?
We've already eaten, thanks.
How about a drink?
Why not? If Nora wants to.
She probably won't. Not much of a drinker.
Neither of us are. How about Celeste?
Oh, she likes a drop, but she has to watch her figure. She's a model.
Oh. Because everyone else is watching her figure, eh? Must be a strain.
I'd have preferred seeing Schwarzenegger, but his veins give Celeste the creeps.
Too many guns for me.
You don't like guns?
Not really. I'm more of a sword man. Errol Flynn, Basil Rathbone, cut and thrust, eh?
Oh, yeah, do a bit, do you?
It has been known. Teddy Hall. I've got a couple of German dueling sabres at home. Nora can't stand them. Ah. That guy was just asking if we'd like to go for a drink, darling.
Oh, I'd love to, but I've got 3C tomorrow and they'll tear me apart if I'm not prepared.
Oh, well, never mind. Another time.
Nice meeting you.
And you. Bye.
Talk about me in the lab, did you?
I can see why you like her. She's nice.
Yeah, shame about that ginger dwarf. Well, I'd like a drink anyway.
Oh, let's have a drink at home. I've got to be up at 6 for that L'Oreal job.
Well, you better have a drink at your place then. I feel like the bright lights. Taxi! Bastard! Taxi! There you go. Oh, for Christ's sake, Celeste, you're not bloody crying, are you? What the hell is there to cry about? So, who is he now?
Who?
You know bloody well who.
You've no right to ask.
Oh, I have a right. For God's sake, don't you tell me I don't have a right.
If you're going to shout, I'm going.
Oh, all right, all right. I'll be very... What's that word your lot are always on about?
What lot?
Your tight-knit, tight-ass little group. Mummy and Daddy and Rachel and Robin, all the rest of them. I bet they're over the moon about little Ginger William. Civilised. That's the word. Is he all ginger under his trousers as well?
Right, that's enough.
Don't go.
You're hurting my arm.
How long have you known him?
About a year.
A year? You never said.
I didn't think you'd be overjoyed.
Is he your lover?
What do you want me to say, Guy? Of course he is.
But you still see me on Saturdays.
He understands. Like Celeste.
Celeste doesn't mean anything.
She thinks the world of you.
He's not the first, is he?
Please, Guy, don't.
How many others haven't you told me about?
This isn't helpful.
No, it is, for me. It's educational.
All right. There was a friend of Robin's and a boy at university. And there was Robin's boss, if you must know, the archetypal older man.
Archetypal?
Actually, he turned out to be not very nice.
I didn't know you slept around, Leo.
Slept around? You should have seen some of the girls at Bristol.
I love you, Leo. I've always loved you. Nobody else.
I know you do. I wish you didn't. God, I wish you didn't. You don't make it easy, Guy, the way you go on.
I'll never give you up, you know.
You will one day. You must.
You don't love this bloke. Why'd you keep seeing me if you love him?
Because I don't want to hurt you.
But you are hurting me.
You're hurting yourself, Guy. Can't you see that?
All right. Remember Kensal Green Cemetery? You said you were me, remember? I am you, Guy, you said.
was a child. I was doing Wuthering Heights for O-level.
What's that got to do with it?
It's how Kathy talks. I am Heathcliff, she says. She's just a girl in a book.
What do you want to say things that are books for? Books aren't real.
Sometimes they are. I wanted to stay friends. I've seen so many relationships go sour and end in hate.
I could never hate you, Leo. Just as long as I can phone you and see you every Saturday.
I'm going. For my lunch.
Why do you do that? Why won't you ever let me pay for you?
Because I won't.
I'll bet you let that ginger dwarf pay. Is his money cleaner than mine? I'll call you tomorrow. Same again.
You want to cut down on the booze, Guy. It's a wanker's game, makes your hands shake.
Not me, look at that, steady as a rock.
Oh, yeah. Still little Miss Leo, is it?
I told her about Celeste. She said she was happy for me.
Oh, that's a start.
She don't mean it, though. She can't show her feelings. How can she? She's scared of what a little crowd might say. You remember that Vasari woman?
Well, the one who paid you a visit.
Poppy Vasari. Yeah. She swore she put it about that I killed that nutter Mulvaney. She must have spun a yarn to someone close to Leo. Whoever it is using it to keep Leo from me.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. And I'd like to loosen that person's hold. Know what I mean? Make an example of them.
What? Do some damage like the old days?
Yeah. Some permanent bloody damage.
Well, you've still got your gun, haven't you?
Yeah, it's only for show. I'm thinking about a professional job.
Thinking? You better be bloody certain. You're talking 7 to 8 grand. Who do you think this Vasari told, then? The fiancé?
Eh?
The boyfriend?
No, I started before he came on the scene. It's one of the family. Or one of her friends, bitches. What do you mean, fiancé?
Nothing. No, it's none of my business.
Tell me.
Tanya saw it in some paper. Mr. and Mrs. Lardy-Da Chisholm are pleased to announce the engagement of their daughter, Leonora... blah, blah, blah. You never know. It could be another girl with the same name.
If it had been left to us, we wouldn't have bothered to announce it at all.
Why don't you just live together?
I'm selling my share in the flat to Rachel.
She's put you up to this, hasn't she?
Nobody's put me up to it.
Mm.
We love each other.
No, it won't last 5 bloody minutes.
All we can do is try.
Don't do it. Wait a year. You're both young. What's a year? Live with the bastard. I can bear that.
You're hurting my arm again.
Do it for me. It's not much to ask.
I don't think you know what you're saying, Guy.
I swear I'll stop you. I won't let you marry that piece of shit. I have a right to forbid you, and I will.
I really think you should see someone about this.
This? What's this?
This problem you have with me.
I don't have a problem with you, Leo. Who says I've got a problem? Tessa? She thinks I'm an egg case, does she?
She thinks the same as me. She thinks you need help.
I bet she does.
Look, William's got this friend. He's a psychotherapist. William says he's marvellous.
Oh, yeah, he goes to him, does he?
He used to.
Well, and you're going to marry this fruitcake? What's he got that I haven't got, Leo? His dick strapped to his ankle, is it?
He's got a mind. He thinks about things. And he stimulates me and makes me feel I've got something to contribute too.
Oh, and I don't.
You put me on a pedestal, Guy. It's not where I want to be. I'm still on that tombstone in Kensal Green Cemetery, as far as you're concerned. Those days are over. Oh, I still like you, Guy. I like you a lot, but a lot of you I don't like.
Such as?
Well, you know, you're smoking, you're drinking, the way you spend your money. But you still do it. What's in it for me, Guy? You just go on and on. You wear me out.
I don't know what else to do.
Just be my friend, Guy. Ring me every now and then, not every day. Let's meet every now and then, not every Saturday.
You want to stop?
What's the point? It won't be for much longer anyway.
How much longer?
Oh, we haven't fixed a day yet, but soon.
And then?
And then I'll be an old married lady and of no interest to anyone.
Ch- terrific party, Dave.
It's all Tanya. She wanted to christen a new fountain. What do you mean?
Very pink. Very Tanya. Your son and heir's very lively tonight. All these miniskirts must be setting him off.
Well, don't tell me you're complaining. With a girl like Celeste over there.
Here. What's that little prick doing here?
Oh.
Near Celeste, Robin Chisholm.
Oh, he knows Tanya's sister. She lives next door to him in Clapham.
Clapham? I thought he lived in Chelsea.
No, definitely Clapham.
Poppy Vasari lived in Clapham.
Come on. You're not going to put a contract on Robin, are you? He's a useful boy if you need to move your money about. A baby-faced dealer with no scruples.
Excuse me a minute. Hey? Hello, Robin. Maeve not here.
Maeve? No, she doesn't appear to be. Good God, I must have left her at home. Wise move, judging by the amount of crumpet on offer. By the way, who's that awfully pretty girl I saw you with?
Which awfully pretty girl was that then, Robin?
You know, the tinted bint with the Rastafarian hair.
What did you call her?
Oh, my God, you're not going to be gallant, are you? Shouldn't try, it doesn't suit you. Your shining armor's a bit too tarnished for the...
Oh, you pimping, stinking bastard! You set your sister up with her filthy friends, will ya? You little shitbag, I'll kill you!
Shut it, guy, and keep it shut. Celeste, take your friend up to the bathroom, there's a good girl. Try him off and get him out of here.
Murdering bloody psychopath, sod off back to your slum.
Little sod scratched my face.
That's nothing to what you did to him. What was it all about?
Christ knows what bacteria that little shit is carrying.
It was because of Leo, wasn't it?
He used to try and get his friends to sleep with her. Anyone. He was a pimp.
Oh, sweetheart, this is all in your head. And your head's a very strange place these days, let me tell you.
She told me. She bloody told me.
Oh, it's all right, darling. It's going to be all right.
I suppose you're angry with me.
I expect it was six of one and half a dozen of the other.
He's never liked me, has he? Patronising bastard. It's him, isn't it? He's the one who's pushing the poison.
What?
He's told you things about me, hasn't he? Things I'm supposed to have done.
He doesn't know anything about what you've done. None of us do.
I've told you, I'm clean. It's all above board.
If you say so, Guy.
Am I still on for lunch? Can't be many left now. Name the day, have you?
Not yet.
You're having second thoughts, aren't you? I knew you would.
Look, why don't you come to the flat?
Which flat?
I'll cook lunch, if you can bear it.
I don't fancy the Cray sisters standing over me.
Rachel and Maeve won't be there. It'll be just us.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'd like that. I'd like that a lot.
Ah, forget it. These things happen in love and war.
You tell Tanya I'll make it up to her.
Oh, don't worry about it. She was in the fountain herself later on. It was like Ryslip Lido in there after you'd gone.
Listen, Danny, It's him. Robin Chisholm. He's the one. I told you I'd tell you when I was certain.
Robin Chisholm?
I want you to take care of him for me, Danny. Forty-two stairs, Leo. I counted them. No wonder you're thin as a rake. I don't suppose it's made any difference to Rachel. Still as fat as ever, is she?
Do you mind, Guy? This flat's a smokeless zone.
Oh, just the one. I'm gasping.
Flat rules, I'm afraid.
Right. Anything in your flat rules about drinking?
Don't be silly.
Might as well make a start on the champagne, then. You'll have a glass, won't you?
No, I'll have a mineral water.
This place don't get any bigger, does it? Not a lot of room once Rachel's been winched up the stairs.
It's not clever to make fun of Rachel, Guy.
She seems to think it's pretty clever to make fun of me. I haven't been here since after you moved in. That was that time Robin was telling you tales about me in Clapham, wasn't it?
What tales about Clapham?
Well, that's where you lived then. Always a great one for gossip, your Robin. He'd have been full of the local whispers, wouldn't he? What I was supposed to have done to someone down the junction, that sort of thing. Because I never got an invite after that, did I? So it must have been him.
Robin wasn't in Clapham then.
Of course he was. He had a flat there.
No, he was in Chelsea then. Anyway, he was in hospital when I moved here.
Hospital?
Well, he couldn't come to our flat warming. He was still having those blackouts. They found out it was an allergy to fish in the end. You must remember, he was on the danger list.
Oh, Christ.
He wouldn't have been in any state to tell me anything. Are you all right?
Nora!
Leave! Whatever is it?
It's Robin. There's been an accident.
Just lie quietly, Maeve. You've had a terrible shock.
We were coming out of Hyde Park. You know, into the Bayswater Road. I never know what it's called.
Victoria Gate.
Yeah. We were going to the Swan for a drink. And this car came tearing out from that road by the side of Hyde Park Gardens.
Brook Street.
I got something in my shoe. But Robin set off across the road. And it just came straight for him. The driver didn't even stop and he must have known he'd hit him.
Did you get his number plate?
Well, it all happened so quickly.
Where is he now?
St. Thomas's.
How bad is he?
He's going to be all right, thank God.
Great. I've got to make a phone call, Leo.
The phone's in the hall.
It's all right, I've got a mobile in the car. I'll give you both a lift to the hospital after, if you like.
If you hadn't half blinded him at that party, he might have seen the bloody car coming.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to say I'm sorry.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Guy!
Look, I've said I'm sorry, Danny.
So what do I tell Chuck?
Tell him the job's off. I'll bung in another grand, make it up to you.
Oh, bloody hell.
What can I say, Danny? I made a mistake.
Surprised? It's quite brave of me to come here alone, isn't it? You may frighten my daughter, but you don't frighten me.
Nice to see you, Tessa. Why don't we talk about this inside? Do you want to join me in a drink?
Of course I don't want a drink.
What do you want, then?
You're not going to get away with this, you know.
With what?
Persecuting my daughter? Beating up my son? Trying to run him over?
I was never near him. I was with Leo.
Maeve said you knew where it happened. All the names of the roads. I think you're unhinged. And my husband will get a court order to stop you molesting my daughter if you don't leave her alone from this moment on. Leonora's getting married in 3 weeks' time. September the 16th, Kensington Registry Office. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, because she hasn't dared tell you. But I'm here to give you a very serious warning not to try to do anything to stop it. She loves William and he adores her. And I will not have a verminous gutter snipe like you getting in the way.
It's the same old song, isn't it, Tessa? Ever since you first saw me, you've bawled it in Leo's ears so often she don't know where she's coming or going. You're trying to get her to marry this ginger dwarf because you know it's me she loves and it gets right up your snot-filled nose.
Love? What do you know about love? Someone who'd sell heroin to the mentally disabled.
Careful, Tessa. I think a little friend's been telling Porky's about me.
A very good friend, as a matter of fact, who does love Nora and wants to see her happy. Something you, with all your money and your Kandinsky on the wall there, can never, ever make her.
You vicious, poisonous old cow. If you weren't Leo's mother, I'd give you such a crack across your over-made-up gob. Now, you get out of my house.
Okay, so I forgot your sister's birthday. Tell her I'll get seats for Sunset Boulevard. Just give me 5 minutes in here with Guy, will you?
She's seen it!
Oh. Women. Well, I don't have to tell you.
No, I'm sorry I've been messing you about, Danny.
No, don't apologise to me. Apologise to Chuck. You nearly made a murderer out of him.
Well, it wouldn't have been the first time.
That's not the point. He's upset. He's got his professional pride.
Tell him this time I'm grateful he didn't do a good job. And tell him I've got another name for him.
Another one? What is this? Spot the ball?
That's a friend of Leo's. She's a social worker in Clapham. That Vasari woman was a social worker in Clapham. It all adds up. Her name's Rachel Lingard. Here, take this card.
I don't want it. I know where you live.
I've written the address and her description on the back. Mm.
Short, round-faced, fat, glasses, dark hair, straight back, about 27. Not my type.
She's not anyone's type. Give a card to Chuck. Hello?
Thank goodness I called.
Leo! Oh, this is wonderful. You never ring me.
I thought you might have left.
Oh, well, I don't want to be too early. Especially as you're always late.
I can't make it, Guy. It's Susanna. Well, her mother, she's died. Susanna's in the state and Daddy's away.
But it's Saturday.
I'm so sorry, Guy.
We've only got two left.
Well, she wants me to be with her. I've got to go. Bye.
Are you from the Undertakers?
I'm Guy Curran.
Oh, yes, so you are. We've met before.
Have we?
I'm Janice, Nora's cousin. We met at a dinner party.
Oh, yeah, you were going to Australia.
That's right. Now I'm back for the... Well, for a holiday, really. Do come in. Susanna's in the drawing room. It's Guy Curran, Susanna.
Guy? Must be ages since we last met.
I was very sorry to hear about your mother.
Thank you. How did you know?
Leo told me. If there's anything I can do...
That's very kind, but everything's under control.
Actually, if you'll excuse me a moment, I must go and ring Jerry.
Jerry is Janice's enormous Australian husband. God knows what size their children will be. Yes, Nora's gone to the crematorium to choose the casket. My mother was rather eccentric towards the end. She insisted her ashes should be scattered from the cob in Lyme Regis, so we need something suitable. Anthony and I are going down there next weekend. Snatch a break at the same time if we can. Life goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is Leo going to be long?
I'd just like you to know I'm so sorry for you, Guy. You mustn't be bitter because she's chosen William. These things happen.
She'll come back to me. I know she will.
I hate to see you so unhappy. You're like a knight of old pining for his lady.
Yeah. Oh, is that the wedding invitation on the mantelpiece?
What? Oh, that. Oh, I must throw that away. It was last week, a friend of Janice's. That's why she and Jerry are over here. Oh, that must be Nora now.
Hello,
I'm throwing away your invitation, Janice. I hope you don't mind.
What? Hello, Guy.
Your invitation to Emma's wedding, Janice. Guy spotted it. You didn't want it, did you?
No, of course not.
You'll be staying on for Leo's wedding, I expect.
What?
Be a shame to miss it.
Only a fortnight away now. You'll have to twist Jerry's arm.
Janice and Jerry are going to use my flat for the next few days, Guy.
Be a bit of a squeeze, won't it?
Oh, there's no one there now. May's with Robin and I'm with William. And Rachel's away.
Away?
Yes. She's writing a book. She's gone to Poland to do some research.
She'll be back for the wedding, though.
Oh, you know Rachel. Work before pleasure. Look. Why don't you come and have supper with us on Wednesday, to make up for today?
Us?
With William and me.
Well, that sounds like an offer you can't refuse, Guy.
Oh!
Sweet Guy, what is it?
Bad dream. Bad, bad dream. I saw his man. Black man, he was just a pile of rags in the doorway. I went over and his head tipped back and his mouth opened and there was this gold tooth right in the middle. It was Linus. Linus Pinedo. And I had a knife in my hand. And I knew I had to kill him. And I felt good about it. And then there was this other figure in the shadows and it loomed up behind him. And it didn't have a head. It was just a mass of bees where his head should have been. And they weren't buzzing, they were screaming. Thousands of little human high-pitched voices.
Oh, God.
I love her, Celeste. I can't help it. I'd love you if I could. You're everything I want.
No, but I'm not her.
Don't leave me, Celeste. I want you. I need you.
Gently, Guy. Gently. You're hurting me.
More coffee, Guy?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Didn't have to cook, Leo. We should have gone out.
Oh, dear. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I meant with school starting again. You must be tired.
Didn't you tell him, Nora?
What?
Oh, she's given up teaching, didn't you know?
I resigned as soon as...
I resigned last term.
As soon as what?
As soon as she knew I was going to Manchester.
Manchester?
Hmm. Granada, in their wisdom, want me to produce a new series up there.
You never told me, Leah.
She probably didn't think it was any of your business.
But she doesn't have to go.
Oh, I think she does. That's what wives generally do, isn't it? Live with their husbands.
Tell him you're not going to leave me, Leo.
No, you're right. She's not going to leave you. You can't leave someone you weren't with in the first place.
Tell him it's not true, Leo.
Guy, you must stop this. I'm marrying William and I'm going to Manchester.
What about all this furniture? You taking that with you?
I think so. Granada aren't paying me that much.
What about these old swords? You taking those?
Why? You putting in an offer?
Yeah, I'll put in an offer. Well, I'll need to test them out first, of course. See if they're any good.
Don't be a bigger fool than you already are.
Put them down, Guy.
See how sharp they are? Here, catch.
This is very childish, Guy. These aren't toys.
Come on in, Errol Flynn. If you want her, you're going to have to take her.
You don't put that sword down. I'm going to phone the police.
There's no need to involve anyone else. This is just between me and this ginger dwarf. This sawn-off little runt. I'm going to cut his non-existent balls off.
For God's sake, Guy, please.
Get in the hall, Nora. I don't think this chap's quite in control of himself.
You wipe that sodding grin off your face.
Please, please stop. I'll get the neighbours, I swear I will.
For course sake, shut up. I love you, and I'm going to win you.
Right, D'Artagnan, I'll take that.
William, what have you done?
It's all right. It'll be all right.
Still want to buy the swords, do you?
For God's sake, William, he's pouring blood.
I'm sorry. I'll drive him to the hospital.
You aren't driving me anywhere. It's only my arm.
You've got to have it seen to. It might have gone through an artery. William, get a towel.
I don't want to lose you, Leo.
I despair of you, Guy. I really am at my wit's end. Oh, come on. Let's get you to the car. 14 stitches. I can't believe you could be so stupid.
Don't be angry with me.
I'm angry with you both. I just wanted you to be friends. Is that so much to ask? I'm sick and tired of the whole thing.
I know how you feel.
No, you don't. That's the whole point. You don't know how I feel. Otherwise, you wouldn't behave like you do. Do you want me to phone Celeste?
I want you to stay with me tonight.
I'll come in and see you're okay. This is as close as I can park. Are you all right to walk?
Leo, does the name Con Mulvaney mean anything to you?
Mulvaney? Why?
He died a few years ago. He was stung to death by bees.
Bees? It does ring a bell.
I gave him LSD. He begged me for it. I shouldn't have done it. He was a nutter.
If he hadn't been a nutter, it would have been all right.
I don't deal anymore, Leo. I'm clean.
What you do doesn't make any difference to the way I think about you.
Doesn't it? Kiss me, Leo. It's been such a long time.
Yes, it has. Oh, I'm sorry.
I love you. I'll love you till the day I die. I know you'll come back to me one day.
Come on. Let's get you indoors. I'll make you a cup of tea.
I've dreamed of you coming back here again.
I can't remember where the kitchen is.
Oh, no, not tea. I need a brandy. Medicine time. Brandy's what you drink when you've had an accident, remember?
All right.
Yeah, I'll make it a large one. You said he rang a bell. Con Mulvaney.
The bees thing, man.
Yeah, it was Rachel who told you about him, wasn't it?
Rachel?
Yeah, you'd just come down from university. Rachel was a social worker in Clapham. He lived in Clapham with a social worker. She must have told Rachel.
Rachel worked in Greenwich. She didn't tell me.
Here you are. You shouldn't really drink after that injection. No, it was Susanna who told me.
Susanna? No, couldn't have been.
Well, a woman wrote to her. I don't know how she found the address. She must have thought Susanna was my mother. She had a peculiar name, I remember.
Poppy Vasari.
A Vasari, that's it. She said you'd given drugs to her boyfriend and he died. And she said some wild things.
And Susanna told you?
Yes, and she told Magnus.
Magnus?
Well, because he's a solicitor. She wanted to know what to do. He said the best thing was to burn it.
And he told Tessa, and she told the world, so it was all Susanna's fault.
Oh, no. No, she stuck up for you. She said if I really loved you, it didn't matter what you'd done. She really likes you, Guy.
Well, so what went wrong? Why did you turn against me?
Oh, don't keep worrying away at it. It was a long time ago.
Oh, no. So long since you've been inside my house. It's been so empty without you. Will you let me hold you?
Mind your poor arm. You might open the wound.
The wound's been open a long time, Leo.
Could you do me a favour?
Anything.
Could we spend the afternoon together next Saturday? Or after lunch? We could go to the cinema or drive somewhere. And the evening, if you like.
And the evening? You mean it?
Rest now, Guy. I'll phone you in the morning.
Guy, are you all right?
Fine. Slept like a log. You just woke me up.
Oh, I was worried about you.
Yeah, did I dream it, or did you say you'd spend all a Saturday with me?
You didn't dream it.
But having such strange dreams, I don't know what's real these days. Where should we eat?
Somewhere central. What about the Café Fish?
All right. 1 o'clock?
Actually, can you make it 1:30?
Yeah, no problem. Shall I get tickets for a show? What do you fancy?
You choose. Surprise me.
And afterwards, will you come back with me? I know you'll say no.
Of course I will.
You'll stay with me?
I'll do whatever you want, Guy.
Oh, God. I feel like the first time I saw you, my heart crashed through my body like a busted lift. You're in my heart and in my soul. Do you really mean it, Leo? Leo?
Guy, forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive. Just say you love me.
I love you.
Sorry, Danny.
You want to tighten up, mate.
I don't want the money back or nothing.
You ain't getting the money back. You're all over the place, you know that.
Just make sure you put a stop on Chuck. The girl's out of the country at the moment, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Look, I'm not promising anything. Chuck could have subcontracted the job for all I know. I can live without this, you know.
Would you like to order now, sir?
Yeah, get me another vodka.
Certainly, sir. And to eat?
I'll hang on a bit longer.
You did book for 1:30, sir.
If I don't eat, you want me to leave. Is that it?
We are very busy, sir.
Here. Stick those up, your profit margin!
Sorry we're not here. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Just leave a message after this rather unpleasant noise.
Rachel Lingard is not available to take your call at the moment. In emergency cases, please phone the Social Services Helpline.
Bad luck. Afraid you got the dreaded machine. Please leave any messages for Maeve or Robin, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
not here at the moment. If you need to speak to Susanna or Anthony, just do so after the tone.
Hello? Tessa? I know you're there, you bitch. I know you've got her. You can't do that. You can't keep a prisoner against her will. You don't think I'm going to lie down and let you walk all over me, do you? Where is she?
My wife's in the sitting room. She's been expecting you.
I don't want to see your stinking wife. Where's Leo?
I think you'd better see my wife if you want to find out. You better come in.
Ah, Curran. Do sit down. We thought you'd be running around like a headless chicken, so I volunteered to put you out of your misery.
Where is she?
At this moment, my daughter is 20,000 feet over northern France and radiantly happy because at 1 o'clock today she and William were married and you were nowhere to be seen.
No.
They're honeymooning on Samos. I'm told it's fabulous there this time of year.
The 16th? She told me the 16th... You told me the 16th.
My daughter was seriously worried about the state of your mind. She thought, well, we all did, that if you knew the date of the wedding, you might do something dreadful.
I think you got off lightly. I was all for having a restraining order put on you.
Whose idea was this? Leo didn't think it up, did she?
I don't remember. It wasn't mine, I'm afraid. I wish it had been, but I can tell you Leonora absolutely jumped at it. She's been afraid of you for years, living in a nightmare of terror about what you might do.
She's not frightened of me. She loves me.
Loves you? God, I wish I'd made a tape of the things she'd said about you. You made her life a misery.
No.
You were like a leech. You wouldn't let go. The more she tried to get away, the more you clung on.
No.
Don't you realize you drove her to hate you in the end?
No, that's not true. Why would she see me every week if she hated me?
For the sake of her peace of mind, so she could live a normal life for the rest of the week.
No. You're lying.
Put that out. I don't allow smoking in this house.
You're going to make me? Or old Skullface? Shouldn't make rules you can't enforce.
I remember whose idea it was to set you up about the wedding. It was Mrs. Chisholm. Susanna. Called all the family together and outlined the whole thing. Leonora was a little apprehensive at first.
Where is she?
I told you. Samos.
No, Susanna.
It's no business of yours, but she's gone away with Anthony for a little break. Now, will you kindly get out of my house and out of our lives?
Oh, my God. Oh, God, Guy, you frightened me. Why are you sitting in the dark? Guy, what's happened? What are you doing? Don't point that thing at me, please. It might go off.
Yeah, I suppose it might. Sorry.
I didn't know you had a gun.
I've got to go out in a minute, Celeste. I've got to see someone.
Can I come with you?
You ever see a film called A French Lieutenant's Woman?
Yeah, Mel Street.
Leo loved that film. She said they filmed it in Lyme Regis.
Did they?
They call it the Cob, the harbour wall. I'm going down there tonight. There's someone I need to see.
You've been drinking, Guy. You better wait till morning.
I thought she was my friend.
Who?
But it was the same old story all the time. The wicked stepmother. It was staring me in the face. The wedding invitation on the mantelpiece, the soft voice, the smiling... How blind can you be?
You're not making sense, Guy. Let me put this gun away.
Don't touch it. What day is it today?
Saturday.
And what do I always do on Saturdays?
You always have lunch with Leo.
Right. 1:30, she said. I sat there for bloody hours and she never came. She was getting married, wasn't she? It was all a con.
It was a terrible thing to do.
It was Susanna all along. She was the one who turned her against me. And the rest of them grinning like monkeys.
What she did, Guy, what Leo did, that was the terrible thing. No one made her do anything. She's not your little girl at school anymore. And what's more, I think she enjoyed it.
She loved you making a goddess of her and not asking anything in return. How many times did you actually make love to her? How many times, Guy?
It wasn't like that.
Tell me. From that first time you told me about on the grave, how many times?
I don't know. Five. It didn't matter.
Oh, Guy. My sweet Guy, she had you on a string. What did it cost? Nothing.
But I'm dead without her.
I'm dead without you. Sweet Guy, I love you. I want you to make love to me.
I want to be free, Celeste. But she's inside my head and I can't get her out.
Oh, she'll go, darling. She'll fade away. No more phone calls, no more lunches. She'll be just another girl.
I bought her a ring. Years ago, an engagement ring. Tonight, I threw it in the Thames.
That's good. You see, and you're still here, and I'm still here. Life goes on. We'll survive. Come here. Come to bed.
I'll buy you a ring tomorrow.
Oh. Come to bed, don't answer it.
I'd better, you never know. Go on, you go up.
I want you, my sweet. Don't be long.
Hello, Guy. It's been a long time.
I don't believe it.
I didn't think you'd recognise me.
What, not that gold tooth anywhere? Linus, you old bastard, where have you been? I thought you was dead.
Dead? No, not me.
Well, come on in. Bring your mates.
I'm afraid this isn't a social call, Mr. Curran.
What?
The dream traffic's long gone, Guy. I'm on the other side now. My warrant card. Detective Sergeant Pinedo, CID. These gents are my colleagues. After you, Mr. Curran.
That gun on the table, it wouldn't be loaded, would it, sir?
Yeah, I think it is.
Have you got a firearm certificate for it?
Yeah, somewhere. Look, what the hell's this all about?
We're making inquiries into the death of Mrs. Llewellyn Gerard, sir.
I've never heard of her.
Is that right? Mrs. Janice Llewellyn Gerard. Portland Road, West 11.
Janice? Well, I do know people in Portland Road.
Mrs. Llewellyn Gerard was murdered there earlier this evening.
Murdered?
Apparently she answered the door and she was shot at point-blank range.
Oh, Christ.
Luckily, the assailant was detained by her husband. An Australian rules footballer, as it happens. The man wasn't well enough to make a statement, but we found this card in his pocket. Do you recognise it, Mr. Curran?
Yes, one of my business cards.
If you turn the card over, sir, there's something written on the back. Can you make it out?
Short, round-faced, fat, glasses, dark hair scraped back, about 27.
What's going on, Guy? Who are these men? What's happening?
You haven't got a specimen of your handwriting around, have you, sir? Just for elimination purposes.
In Going Wrong by Ruth Rendell, dramatised by Robert East. Peter Wingfield played Guy. Una Beeson, Leonora. Tom Bevan, Danny. Tessa Worsley, Tessa. Derek Waring, Anthony. Becky Hindley, Rachel. Natasha Pine, Susanna. David Collings, Magnus. Michelle Joseph, Celeste. Kristen Millwood, Poppy. Andrew Branch, William. Richard Pierce, Robin. Gavin Muir, Con Mulvaney and Linus. Iona Grant, Janice. Annabelle Mullion, Maeve. And Robert East, Sergeant Lamb. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.